This is Living It Up, a refreshing daily podcast to help you get excited about beginning your day or your entire life all over again, only this time with a loving God at the center. We hope you experience joy from listening and find yourself laughing and living it up on the way to beginning again. For more teaching and encouragement from the Neils, visit their Facebook page at Living It Up Beginning Again or their website at livingitup.org. Now, here's Scott and Teresa.
Hey, everybody, this is for Thursday. And like always, we hope you're doing great. We thank you for sharing your day or your night with us. And we hope that you are much better from spending time with us when we're finished with this than you were before you started.
You know, I don't know about you, honey, but...
You're a planner.
Yeah. And
but you know, honey, it's okay to make plans, but we just can't plan the outcome.
Right. I mean, you know, the outcome, that's up to God. It really is. Mm-hmm. And for so many years, and I'll admit it, I still struggle with it. You know, at work and doing other things, I still like to plan the outcome sometimes. I like to get my flesh in there.
But life is unpredictable.
It is.
And only He knows what the outcome is.
You know, and you know, there's a verse in Galatians 2:20, and it says, "I have been crucified with Christ. It's no longer I who live, but Christ that lives in me. And the life I live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me." So when my point is on this, the flesh, you know, and as far as the flesh goes, that's where I get messed up, because I try to plan the outcome. But I have to live by faith and let my flesh go over to faith, because that allows God to take over.
Well, in our description of this podcast, we put that it is okay to make plans, but don't plan the outcome. In other words, pray and do all you know to do, honey, and trust that whatever the outcome is, it's going to be God's will. I mean, He does not want us to just sit around and do nothing.
Right.
And we need to do the next right thing in front of us. We need to go on with our day and do what we're supposed to be doing and pray about it and go on. And I've discovered that when I do that, all of a sudden during the day or that night, the answers will come.
Right.
But it's still up to God how that outcome is going to be. But for me to sit around passive and do nothing is not what He says in His Word. In Proverbs 16:9, it's very clear. He says, we can plan our ways, but the Lord determines our steps.
That's exactly right. And also... I mean, so many times, you know, you'll hear someone say, I'll hear somebody say, well, you know what, I'm just going to let the Lord do it, you know. The Lord take care of it.
But what are you doing in the meantime?
Yeah, I mean, are you doing your part, you know? Because that kind of sounds a little bit like laziness, you know? And so by doing our part, and when God meets us in that, you know, place, then that's when things start happening. That's when you see... the outcome.
Well, you know, when we were single, I don't know all your stories, but we've shared a few kind of on our own. And I knew people that would, you know, not want to go and get involved in other things where singles were going, or they might get invited to someplace else. And maybe they were really wanting to meet a life partner. Mm-hmm. But they would say, you know, I can just stay home and God can just bring them to my front door if He wants to.
Yeah.
Well, my answer is, yeah, He probably... No, He could. God can do anything He wants to, but probably not. Because that's, to me, a very lazy way of just saying, you know what? I'm just going to do what I want to do, and que sera, sera. Even though all these opportunities, you know, might be coming my way, could that be God?
Yeah.
You know, could it be?
That's true.
And that always really aggravated me.
Yeah.
I just felt like that was just an excuse to maybe... not face rejection, or maybe not wanting to get hurt, whatever the case may be. But God's not a passive God. He's a very active God.
Yes, He is. And, you know, and in making our plans, I know years ago when I was saved, you know, after a couple of years, I really had a desire, and I was, you know, I was planning on meeting some lady, a godly woman, and I had it all planned out, you know? I was going to pray to God for Him to prepare this woman for me. Everything was going to be hunky-dory. Just, you know, no problem. You know, 3 years turned into 4 years. And I'm going, what's the deal here, Lord, you know? And so a friend of mine from my church, he told me, he said, listen, God's not a genie. She's not going to just appear in your living room. He said, you have to venture out, you know, and be open to that. And so I started praying again, and God really revealed to me that all these years, the plans I was making, I was praying the wrong prayer. I was praying for him to prepare the woman for me, where really it was God that needed to be preparing me. And so,
and I'm so glad he did.
Yeah. And so I met you, honey. Mm-hmm. And, but the plans I was making them. I wasn't allowing God to give me the outcome.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And when I finally just let it down at his feet and said, you know what, God, I can't do it, but you can. You take it over. Then he gave me the outcome. Mm-hmm. And then we got married.
Oh, and the verse, yeah. The verse, again, shows action. We make our plans.
Mm-hmm.
We do that. But the Lord determines our steps. He's going to determine what ends up happening.
Yeah.
So we do our part, like you'd mentioned earlier, and then we wait expectantly, not doing nothing. Right. We wait expectantly as we go on with our life. And then when the outcome unfolds, we're like, that's better than I could have ever planned.
Right.
Or if it doesn't go the way that I thought that it should, and maybe it really is not what I wanted, I'm going to trust that this is the way God knew that was best for me. Because
yeah.
I don't know what's best for me. I don't know what's best for you. Only God knows that. And that's so much to dive into my own plans.
Right.
My own outcome.
Well, also, you know, like my finances, for instance, you know, if I was to say, well, God would take care of it, and I didn't do my part, if I didn't work hard, if I didn't pursue that to try to do, you know, my part, God's not going to honor that, you know? And God, he honors the humble, okay? But when someone gives you a compliment, okay, because your plans and when God's plans meet up are powerful. So someone may say to you, hey, man, good job. And you'll hear some people say, well, it was all God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, no, just say thank you.
Yeah, that over super spiritual stuff really bothers me.
I know there's a story, you know, the singer one time, he was on stage and there was a man standing below the stairs. And after the concert, the man was, he was a Christian singer and he was walking down the stairs and the guy said, hey, great job. And the singer said, it was all God. Well, the next night...
He opened your mouth. He opened his lips, right. Didn't he? He did his part.
That's right. The next night, you know, the same guy was standing at the bottom of the stairs, same singer. He walks down the stairs again, and the guy goes, hey, man, great job. And the singer again said, well, it's all God. And the guy replied, it wasn't that good. So the moral of that story is this. Say thank you.
Yeah, I love that story.
Yeah, say thank you, okay? And because if it was all God... it'd be perfect.
Right.
Okay. And we are flawed. I'm flawed. You're flawed, honey. Well, I don't think you are, but...
aw.
But we're all flawed. Okay. Mm-hmm. And God wants us to accept the fact that we can just say thank you because he's working through you. Mm-hmm. Okay. When your plans become his plans, it's okay to say, hey, you know what? I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Right. Well, I'm so glad I don't have to be concerned about the outcome because I've planned a lot of my outcomes in the past. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm glad. I'm trying to stay on a permanent fast from that.
Yeah.
To do my part. But, again, let him have the outcome. Let him have his way. And I know there's in the past I have spent way too much time just obsessively thinking.
Yeah.
When I needed to, you know, go on with my day. And again, let him determine the outcome. But I couldn't just sit around and do nothing.
Yeah.
I had to get up and do something.
That's right.
And then wait for his outcome and go, okay, I'm cool with this. I did my part. See, that's the great part about this is because you can find relief where you go, ooh, I did my part. And mm-hmm. This what you're about to bring up has a lot to do with that.
Yeah, that's true. And also, you know, when you're saying that, you know, in Ephesians 6, mm-hmm. 13, it says, so use every piece of God's armor to resist the enemy whenever he attacks. And when it's all over, you'll be standing up. Mm-hmm. You won't be laying down in defeat. You'll be standing up in victory. Because by putting on the armor, that's the first thing you need to do by making plans. Mm-hmm. Because what that means is the armor is God. Mm-hmm. And so in other words, God is directing your path now. You decided to get up instead of just making plans, just hope, you know, out of the blue. The first thing you do is you put on your armor. And then God will start directing it, you know. And you'll say, well, I need to do this today. And then you have that armor of God on, and God shows you how to do it. And God directs you how to do it. So it's just, it's awesome. You know, I love that verse.
Yeah, but it talks about when you've done all that you can do, you just stand.
That's right.
You just stand. You've done it all. I don't have to worry that I cross every T, that I dot every I, start second-guessing myself. I'll just go, no, I'm not going there. Enemy in my mind. Get away from me. I have done all that I knew to do. Now I'm just going to stand. I'm just going to stand. Not meaning stand with my 2 feet. If the wind blows or if it comes a storm, I'm just going to stand there in it. In other words, I can do no more. I've done all that I can humanly possibly do.
And what's great too, you know, as we turn our life and will over to God, He will stand with us in the battle. Mm-hmm. So not only are you able to stand because you persevered, the Lord of the universe is standing with you. That is so awesome.
Right, right.
You know, and that's what it all has to do with the outcome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is God getting the glory.
Right.
That's okay, right. We're not over-spiritualizing this thing. That's just the way it is. If you're a Christian, you should want to glorify God.
And if you're not, we want to tell you, you sure are missing out on
a whole lot.
A whole lot. So yeah. Just, if nothing else, well, first of all, you know where you're going to be spending eternity. And for us, we can get away from these hot Texas summers.
That's for sure.
But just for the peace.
Yeah.
Just for peace. Just you knowing, honey, what it's like now to be a saved person. You don't wake up with a hangover. You feel good. You don't have to be all concerned with what people think anymore. You're more concerned with what God thinks. You don't live your life anymore to please other people. It's such a relief to call yourself a Christian. It's such a relief to give your will over to Him.
Right.
And be rid of all these things and live with joy that's stable, that never goes away, without regret, without guilt, without beating yourself up, just peace.
That's right.
You know, not peace that the world cannot give. Peace that the world gives is absent of conflict. Peace that God gives is peace in the middle of the conflict. Right. That's what I'm all about.
That's right. You know, and if you can have that peace when there's a conflict going on in your life, that's when you know, oh my gosh, there is a God, you know, that can put that resiliency in me, that just that peace that passes all understanding.
So make the plan. Give your life to Christ and let Him have the outcome. Ooh, that's a great outcome.
That is. You know, we never want to do a podcast without giving you the ability to give your life to Christ. Mm-hmm. You know, all of us have faltered. Mm-hmm. Our faith is withered sometimes in situations. But many may have walked away from God because of situations in their life. And we're not judging you on that, okay? That's just the way it is, okay? And some people just chose not to give their life to Christ because of something may have happened in their life.
Well, things have gone well. Why do they need Him?
Yeah, and so that's the true test of a Christ follower, is when things are going good, are you thanking Him? Mm-hmm. You know, He's not just a bank of debts to where you go when your things are going bad. You know, where, you know, you go and just when things are going bad in your life, that's when you call on God.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right.
He wants to, you know, you need to give Him honor and glory in every situation. Mm-hmm.
You got to praise Him because he can see in the super, well, we're looking in the natural one, what's going on.
Right.
And He's like, just trust me. You don't want to know what's going on.
That's
Just be still and know I'm God. I got this covered. Mm-hmm. You don't like it right now, but you will thank me later.
Yeah. Well, if you've never given your life to Christ, we'd love to give you that opportunity right now. And so if you would, just say these simple words after me, and you'll be saved. So, Father, we thank you, Lord, for this time we've had with everyone who's been listening to our podcast. Father, we just thank you for them wanting to grow closer to you. And, Lord, for those who have never given their lives to you, that they would pray after me. Father, I give my life to you. I believe Jesus died, rose on the third day, and my sins are forgiven. And now I can live eternity with you. Lord, I give you my life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
Let us know that you gave your life to Christ today by going shoot us an email at info@livingitup.org. Go to our website at info@livingitup.org and find encouragement.
Yeah, we really pray that you begin to walk with him and you begin to talk with him.
Out loud.
Out loud.
It makes all the difference talking out loud to him, just like a friend.
That's exactly right.
Or just like someone you might be upset with. Tell God how you feel.
That's right.
When you tell the world how you feel, a lot of times they're going to reject you. The more honest you are with God, the more he's going to press into you, the more you're going to feel closer to him. Because he says, draw near to him, and he's going to draw near to you. God does the opposite of what the world does.
That's right. And he loves you.
And we love you.
Yeah. And we are so happy to have had you with us today, and we really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.
Now, start living it up while beginning again.
Thanks a lot. Yeah.